And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. Well, we have some accountability 4 years late. Kaiser Permanente has agreed to pay $358,000 to settle claims it trampled its employees' religious beliefs over the COVID vaccine. Back in 2021, Kaiser ordered every worker to get the shot and denied most religious exemptions. 12 of those workers filed complaints. Regulators found the company had likely broken the law, and now Kaiser's paying up and retraining staff on how religious accommodation actually works. And it's cold comfort for the 2,000 it suspended back then. And the vaccine behind all of this is getting harder to look to. A new study says the shot is 55% effective at keeping people out of the hospital, but the real story is who tried to keep it quiet. The study came partly from the CDC's own scientists, yet the agency's new director refused to run it in the CDC's official report. And his reasoning? It ignores everyone who never got sick, which makes any vaccine look better than it is. And Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to know why a separate study tying a rise in infant deaths to the shot vanished from its journal. Whether the scientists make the vaccine look good or bad, somebody always has a hand on the switch. And now to Nigeria, where armed militants stormed a small Christian village recently and killed 28 people, including the local pastor. Survivors say the gunmen knew exactly who they were going after, going door to door, calling church leaders out by name after cutting the phone line so nobody could reach help. A doctor and five patients died inside the village clinic. Nigeria, of course, led the world last year in Christians murdered for their faith. And a night like this is exactly why. As we tell you so frequently around here, please make sure that you're praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. Back home, 4 years after Roe fell, the National Abortion Federation celebrated by demanding abortion with no limits, any month, any reason, and calling pro-life Americans extremists. Set that against California, where 200 mothers are suing the state's attorney general over abortion pill reversal, which can stop a chemical abortion already underway. They used it to save their pregnancies, and when they showed photos of the children alive today because of it, lawyers called the pictures irrelevant. Yeah, that treatment works up to 80% of the time. So a government lawyer looked at the photo of a living child and called it beside the point. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.